Welcome back to Youth Point Downtime. I'm Adam Portal, the leader of Youth Point. That's the youth group of Mount Zion Christian Assembly. And this is Youth Point Downtime, where we help you use your downtime more effectively. 5 or 6 minutes a day is all we ask. I am so excited to be with you. I'm so excited to be speaking with you and to be going into God's Word together. Have you been enjoying this time? Has it been beneficial? Please give us some feedback at our website, myyouthpoint.com. In the resources section, you can find all of these audios, as well as an opportunity there to give us some feedback and maybe suggestions of other things that you'd like to hear about, other subjects as well. So that's myyouthpoint.com at the resources section. So let's get back into it today. This is day 7 of our 10-part series. We're looking at Peter and Jesus and how God calls us to take risk. God calls you to take risks. And we're going right to Matthew chapter 14. And it reads like this in verse 28. And Peter said unto him, that is to Jesus, Lord, if it is you, command me to come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said to him, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Wow, what an amazing story. You know, when we think of Christianity, we should be thinking of risk takers. We should be thinking of what I like to call spiritual entrepreneurs, those kind of people who take risk in the name of the Lord, who want to see the kingdom of God increased. And, you know, and there are times in our lives when we are called to step out of our comfort zone and to take a risk. But do we seize the opportunity? Peter sees Jesus walking on water and wants to go to him, and Jesus commands, come. And so Peter decides to step out of the boat and onto the water. Peter is the only other man in history, besides Jesus, of course, to walk on water. The faith Peter had in Jesus shows us how much we should trust him. And you know, God calls us all to take risk. And sometimes taking risks forces us out of our comfort zone. It brings us out of that little box that we like to hide in and lets us explore the unknown. Although it's not unknown to Jesus. Now Jesus tells Peter before this, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. You know, and Jesus wishes to tell us the same thing. Do not be afraid to step out of the boat. Do not be afraid to step out on faith. And do not be afraid to take the risk that he calls you to take in his name. The task at hand sometimes is difficult. And it might seem a little bit out of reach. But look to Jesus. Like Peter did. If not, you see how Peter began to sink. But when Peter starts to sink, he cries out to Jesus once again. And he says, Lord, save me. And when he started to fall, like we start to fall and sink sometimes, we may feel like we can't go any further, but we ought to cry out to Jesus. Jesus, help. And he will lift us up. And Jesus will bring you out of the storm, and he will comfort you. Now think about this. God has a plan for each and every one of us today. And it is up to you or me whether we're going to follow the plan that he has for us or not. You know, sometimes God will not make it easy. Or sometimes God will call us to do something extraordinary in his own name. And we must be open to God's call. We never know where and when he's going to lead us. And God may call us to a mission field. He may call us to pastoral ministry, or he may call you to youth ministry. He may call you to be a musician and form part of the worship ministry of the church, or he may call you to many other things. He may call you to share your faith along with friends and others that surround you. He may even call you to share your faith with family members. But either way, or whatever it is God is calling us to, what is God going to do is a great question. What risk is God asking you to take? Jesus said, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. And I have to ask, who are you afraid to share your faith with? Who are you afraid to talk about Jesus with? Step out of your comfort zone and step out on faith. So pray with me. God, thank you for showing us how to take risks, to be risk takers. Help us to take a leap of faith to step out and trust you authentically. Help us to take courage and to step out of that box that we're hiding in, and that out of that comfort zone, and to follow you. Forgive us when we try to do things on our own or don't do things at all for fear's sake. And give us the strength and the courage to be risk takers in your holy name.